Looks like it's connected up to the 86 as well. We're just leaving the house.
Oh, nice. Connected. I'm just waiting for some coffee.
Oh, very nice. Had a nice cooler morning out here, 62 degrees. It's supposed to be warm again today, I think 85. I'm going to try to get my route done early because I'm in a spare today. My truck's getting serviced, fluids and filters. And I don't think this truck I'm in has AC.
Oh, I'd be staying home.
Yeah, I was going to have to use the box truck, but it's getting used today.
That's garbage. Garbage, garbage. Yeah. Man, I'm tired. Oh, I'm going to Traverse today. Let's see here. Going to, yep, Travers. Not too bad. Good harbor. I gotta go over by your house.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I'll just be bouncing around downtown area today, over by West Bay. Excited to see how much more they got done on the construction.
I still haven't figured out that radio to see how to stop the squelch tail from being so loud. It's insane.
Oh, geez. Are you talking about the squelch tail on this thing?
Yeah, when you unkey, it sounds like what the heck was that?
I don't have a clue. That was weird.
Sounded like digital or something getting into it.
Yeah, digital. Echo or feedback or something.
It's saying something about tone burst. You ever hear about that?
I've heard of it. I don't exactly know what it does, though, exactly.
Well, it says it can be on or off. And that's what it sounds like. It's transmitting a burst of a tone. It's just weird. Never heard it before.
I'll have to monkey with the settings when I get to work here. We're still probably 20 out.
I thought you already looked at that though, and it was off. But I don't know. I'm looking at the menu right now, the manual. I got the air on in here. It's hot out. It's a little cooler right now, but I went and jumped in the lake yesterday. It was so hot. I saw a Lake Huron, and I just pulled over and jumped in.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, it was hot yesterday. Glad that Volvo's got super duper cold AC. I had to turn it down.
Yeah, so is mine. Oh, nice.
Mobile.
Now let me see if I can get into the 86 from my base. Yep. Coming in. 5 bars, full quiet.
Heck yeah. I wonder if that's what that digital noise is. Something somewhere far away.
Now what? Whatever it's connected to does not have a... Yeah, it's getting through something. This is RF. I'm coming in to my base.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you're sounding good. You got a little bit of crunch in there, but you're making it all the way up here.
Wow, this is 80 watts. Should be decent, I guess. I can use the outside. No, it's all as clear as a bell.
My truck, I drove yesterday, I'm getting 22. It says 22 on there, still. I haven't looked at my car. My car, I can drive it to Holton Lake like 20 times and still have a half a tank.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, that car gets great mileage.
I wonder why you're getting poor fuel economy. It's weird. I don't know. I know they don't build stuff the way they used to. It recirculates the crankcase gases right up into the intake and it just clogs it.
Yeah, they've been doing that since the 90s. My Suburban has that. Or maybe even earlier, I know they had the smog motors, too, back in the 80s, or whatever. But I guess I shouldn't complain too much. I didn't buy a V8 for fuel economy. But it is kind of annoying. Last summer, I was getting 17 and a half, 18 most of the time, to 15 and a half, 16 and a half consistently.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I only get that in my truck. In the wintertime, I get way lower. What are you coming in on? You're staticky.
I was coming in on my node. I switched over. I'm on the 8.6 now. I'm coming through the S-curves here over by that tower. That guy was giving...
Great.
Yeah. would be cool, but not completely necessary. But it would definitely cover more.
Yeah, did you ask him? What did he say?
Well, he doesn't have anything really planned out yet, even to, like, start building or anything, so I'm sure it'll be a while.
I gotcha. Well, whatever. We'll just use the repeaters that are there. That's what we do here. I don't care. It ain't hurting nobody, especially this early. There's nobody ever on there this early, but, you know, like, they were trying to cause trouble a couple years ago. Shit, that was 3 or 4 years ago now, but Chady Boy and all them other guys are trying to cause me issues for no reason. And now he's in prison, so there you go.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of them up here, a lot of tweeters. Just turning on the east-west Silver Lake Road. It's kind of busy this morning. There's a lot of cars out and about, more than I normally see. K8DRX Mobile.
K8DYS Portable. Yeah, I was, I'm out in the front room. It's quite nice out here, actually. The windows are all open, and it's probably 65 degrees out here. So big temperature inversions for the temps that we had yesterday. So we get, yeah, it'll be wet. Everything will be wet. It's pretty humid out here, but yeah, it's nice. Sitting out here, and there is not one car. I'm about a mile north of 61, but I don't think I can hear cars going by unless they got big tires or loud exhaust, but there's a big hill down about a mile to the east, and when a truck gets on that hill and they go down into the swamp, you can hear them jaking, and their tires are quite loud. There's a lot of log trucks that run through 61 here, and well, any kind of truck, but they sure are loud. You can hear them even in the summer, especially in the winter when there's no leaves. But when we get good snow, it dampens it down again, so you can't really hear them when there's snow, but they still got a detour in Gladwin on 61, too.
Yeah, you're in a nice spot there, tucked away a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure those log trucks, I know they can be quite loud. Is that the M66 detour, or is that a different one?
No, if you take M61 east out of here, takes you into Gladwin, and they got road work right before Gladwin. You got to go down a couple miles, you got to go north a couple miles, and then back east or west, whichever way you're heading, but that's the way I came home last night. I was clear up to Mackinac City. I went to Roscommon, Higgins Lake, Grayling, Indian River, Mackinac City, back down to, where the heck did I go after that? I went all the way down to, I ended up in Oscoda. I went to another town, too. I can't remember what town it was. But anyway, I went to another spot, and then Oscoda, and then when I left Oscoda, I was like, well, shoot, I'll just take 23 down to Tawas, and I was going to hit 55 across, but then I saw the water, and there was enough room for me to pull in, so I just whipped her in there, and I was wearing my quick dry shorts, so I just jumped in. It was funny, and then I went and got some oranges from the
store and ate those on the way home. Shoot, it was 5 o'clock. By the time I got out of there, it was late. It was 10 hours of driving.
Yeah, I bet the water felt good there. Yeah, you were all over the place yesterday. I'm glad I only had 2 stoppies. Still kind of a long day, going all the way down there, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of driving too. It was super warm, and there was a lot of debris in the water up by shore. But I went way out by the buoys. It's pretty much right where it's about 8 feet deep out to the buoys. So just on the inside of them you can still touch. And I went way out past them, and it was nice and cool. No one else was out there. Wavy. We had probably 2 or 3 foot waves. There was a couple 3-footers, but not too bad. But it was enough to, if you weren't a very good swimmer, you'd be getting hammered a little bit. But yeah, I went way out there, and I was there for probably 30 minutes. And I just kind of floated out there for a while, and then jumped back in the AC and kept moving on. Yeah, I got my seat wet, but it won't hurt it. Everybody's all worried about getting their seat wet, but is it really going to hurt it? I don't think so.
Yeah, I can imagine it hurt it any. But heck yeah, that's awesome. 30-minute break. Out swimming. I'm going to run into work, though. I just got here. Going to go make sure my truck's in order. And get rolling. I forgot, yeah, I'm in a spare, so I don't have the radio in there today. But, sure we'll catch you later. K8DYS, this is K8DX. Hey, have a good rest of your morning. Be careful.
Yeah, we'll catch you in a bit. I'll be up there. So, you'll probably be done. And, I'll catch you on the radio or something. K8DRX, K8DYS will be standing by.
KDYS. KC8QVX, KDYS.
Hey, update. Mobile. Monitoring.
KI-770 mobile monitoring 190.
KI-7QMD, NHDMH mobile.
What are you doing, trying to work DX? Great.
I gotta work.
Hey, DMH, keep it up over here.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Not too much. You're trying to work some DX. I just heard you, but I didn't hear the other part of before you called up.
I was hearing Rick up in Petoskey, but I guess he wasn't hearing me either. Is Welch just set way too high, or is he's got like a received PL that he doesn't know about? But I was hearing him half scale or even more than that, and that should be plenty for him to hear me.
Band's enhanced this morning because I was just listening to the network I listened to over in Canada on the receive, and he was talking to somebody who was over in Muskegon, so.
Yeah, that's cranking. I think my APRS Digi at my parents' place was here in Cass City this morning direct.
I would say that that's working.
That's not bad, especially since it's got a hill to the south.
Right. That plot you ran, that was for mobile coverage, right? That wasn't handheld?
That was mobile coverage, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Been talking to a few of us, and really, the whole goal is that I think HD coverage for the islands and, I don't know, being 9 miles to the south, I just know they built that tower for a reason, you know, and I don't know, kind of falling back on that too, I guess.
Yeah, I think the one thing about that tower, it was the main, main site for their, MDT back then, they had like 4 or 5 machines there for their MDTs. And the rest of them, Stutz had 2 channels. I want to say, Hackleberg had a couple channels. The Hebron site, when they had that, had a couple channels. Trying to remember where else they had the mobile data. Oh, at the CCE tower in Petoskey, they had a few channels there, too.
Gotcha. Yeah. What do you do, I guess?
Yeah, that's for sure. Either way, that tower's got a whole bunch of UHF stuff on it. So, it's at our disposal.
If we do work Saturday, are you going to be able to come up and help?
I'll let you know. Nothing defined for sure yet, but I'll let you know. And I'd like to be there.
A marathon like it was last time. Can't be out that late. Stuff going on, and hoping to have enough climbers to have 2 crews, so it's not going to be a marathon day.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not 9 billion degrees like it was last time.
That's the other thing. It's supposed to be nice on Saturday.
Well, isn't that convenient? Hold on, let let me switch over on the side with the repeater in play.
Pretty scratchy and on the edge.
Fix it. I'm on GMR now.
GMR fixes everything.
There's internet. There's voice over IP.
Fun.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know about Saturday. I probably have an answer for you tonight. Or tomorrow. I don't know which one yet, so I don't know what is already planned, if there is anything planned already for this weekend.
Gotcha. Yeah, temperature's supposed to drop off at the end of the week, so that was a driving factor. Like I said, I do have stuff going on this weekend, and I really shouldn't, but I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, I know what you mean, so I'll let you know. Where are you off to today?
Currently sitting in Mount Clemens, waiting to pick up this load. Just goes over to Detroit and then Romulus. And then from Romulus, work my way back north, go to Pontiac and Clarkston and Midland. I actually know what I'm doing, which is kind of scary because it hasn't always been that way. But they're changing dispatchers, so hopefully it stays this way. The repeater you're on now compared to the one you was on?
I'm going in through my hotspot right now on DMR because I'm out of range of 2.6.
Gotcha. The one you was on is in TC?
Oh, yeah. That's in TC. It's at the hospital. It's got receive issues, though. I got a solution for it. I've got to go execute said solution.
Yeah, always something.
Never ends.
That's for sure.
Alright, I'll let you go. I got a phone call coming in. And he's MH Mobile.
Give me the studio.
Alright, I think it's working now.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm using a hotspot on another hotspot, hotspotception, and one of the hotspots is angry.
Yeah, I hate it when my hotspots get angry.
What's going on right now? I'm, I don't know if you heard that, but yeah, quite a bit of a band enhancement going on. My home station was here in the Cass Cities in the Thumb. The station at my parents' house was, anyway. I was driving along Supply Road here in a digi over in Door County, and then here in the, I think here in the one down in Cedar Springs, on Supply Road, like down in the bowl.
Is this any better?
I don't think it's you, it was me.
Oh. I just switched over to the 1.9.
Yeah, no, I was losing the 1.9. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, you sound fine into it right now.
Yeah, it's barely opening the squelch on my radio, and I'm, 31 near Kilwins.
Take the battery out and put it back in. Are you still there?
Yeah, I just switched over to my Apex.
I just heard another repeater ID on 145.19.
Really? Must be a band opening.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, my Apex is receiving much better than my FT5.
I wonder if you got maybe fat-fingered the attenuator on, or if the receiver's just overloaded or something.
I don't know. I just got a ton of bacon frying on the receive on my FT5.
Are you sure to pick up all the grease out of it?
Yeah, no, I made sure of that.
Ah, okay. Anyway. The ID, whatever ID that I heard was at like 30 words a minute. It was way too fast for me to copy it. Way faster than 20 words, which is what it's supposed to be.
You know what's funny is I'm getting the 1-1 all the way down here, almost as good if not better than the 1-9.
I'm hearing the 7-4 better than the 1-9 between Mancelona and Kalkaska right now.
That's weird, I can't even get the 7-4 where I'm at right now.
Probably skipping right over you. There's noise.
Whatever you're doing, it's like tapping off the first word.
I think it's because Tacklebird takes a while for it to recognize that there's a key carrier there.
Yeah, that was much better.
And we should probably start doing software PLD code on that one. Like we do on the 1-9. The 1-9, you can key up and immediately start talking. You don't have to wait a half a second. As soon as there's a carrier there, it's so fast, it's almost like you're running carrier spells in no tone. It just picks it up so quickly. MTR 3000, the tone decoder, is kind of lazy.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I'm hearing K8COP-3 direct right now. Where is that? Ooh, that's way down there. Wow. It's like down near Hart.
Yeah, definitely, probably a band opening. Well, I'm at my destination. I get to do boiler inspections at an apartment complex all day. So, not looking forward to it, but here we are.
Yippee! I'm doing PMs for Inland Lake Schools today. And depending on how many radios I get done today, maybe even tomorrow.
Ooh, fun stuff. All right, I'll catch up with you in a bit. N8 ATX. N8
DMH Mobile.
KFA EMF, good morning, guys. Drake, just listening in. I'm accessing on the 1-9. Both of you guys were coming in great. Drake, you got a little bit of static in the background, but totally readable. And no issues on this end receiving.
Yeah, I would figure. I'd hope so. I mean, I'm hearing the repeater really good here. I'm using the 7-4. And I'm just rolling into Mancelona. We have quite the band opening right now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I haven't had a chance to drive south of Petoskey to see what the coverage is, but... is that unusual, or do you normally get that much legs out of that repeater?
I wouldn't say it's unusual. I mean, you can hear the 1-9, and you can key up the 1-9 and the 7-4 from Mancelona. It's just nowhere near as strong as it is right now, usually. Right now, it's basically almost full scale. I mean, it's got a little bit of flutter going on, but usually... it's a little bit noisier than, a lot noisier than this, still.
Well, I take this signal all day long, so just wanted to give you a little report there that sounding good.
Hey, that worked. Cool. Yeah, I You can also hear the 1-1 down here, but I can't quite raise it, but that one's also got a little bit of a receive problem.
Way beyond me. Sounds pretty complicated, but also sounds like you're the man that knows all the nuts and bolts.
I guess you could say that. But, anyway. Yeah. We had, yesterday, I think you heard that, somebody, connected to our system ended up patching East Coast Reflector into it, which was interesting. I was trying to disconnect it, and, I couldn't. I tried everything in my power to, like, go into the command line, everything in the the repeater, and it would not let me disconnect it. Ended up having to reboot it. The person connected through my repeater and Traverse, and I wasn't able to get them to disconnect, and it was really weird. And then I think I spent like a good 20 minutes, and I had to reboot it like twice before it would actually fully disconnect and not reconnect after it powered back on again. But that's how you were hearing all those other stations with like two calls and three calls. Somebody patched this into East Coast Reflector unintentionally, and then I did politely ask them to disconnect, and I waited 30 minutes, and it still wasn't disconnected, which was kind of interesting.
Time I heard that exchange you had with that gentleman, I think I had just jumped on when that happened, and then I heard you know, a bunch of other calls, people with southern accents and things like that. I figured it was some other repeater that somehow got linked up. So, crazy that you had to reboot it a couple of times, though, to get it to disconnect. I don't know much about that technology and how it works, but it sounds like some people have been, you know, playing around with hotspots and all-star links and all kinds of stuff, and I've been listening to make sure that I don't make some of those mistakes.
Well, if you're going in over local RF, there's not a whole lot you can really screw up at all. It's when people have their own nodes, and what they'll do is they'll connect to, like, say they'll connect to our system, but they also want to monitor another system at the same time through the same node. You can do that if you set them both up as local monitor. If you don't set them up as local monitor, and you just connect to them in transceive mode, it'll actually patch the two networks together, which can cause all sorts of hate and discontent.
Yeah, sounds like collisions.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It really threw me for a loop yesterday because I was like, I heard the announcement that, like, you know, it's saying, no, the system you're listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector, and I was like, no, it's not. So I immediately started investigating, and I just pulled into the shop at the time when it happened, and you know, that's when I kind of asked the guy to disconnect and, or, you know, switch it over to local monitor. And then I got home and it still wasn't fixed yet. And then I spent, 20, 30 minutes trying to get the darn thing to disconnect. I ended up having to shut the internet port off on that, on the router going to the, my repeater in Traverse because it just wouldn't disconnect. And that was the only way I could make the traffic stop.
Quite polite to that gentleman, and sounded like he was a little bit surprised and maybe a bit embarrassed about what he had did, what he had done. So I think you handled that well, and sounds like maybe it might have been above his pay grade to figure out how to make that disconnection. So glad you had another route on your end.
I always got a backup plan of some sort. So, but his call sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard him before, and he definitely seems new to All-Star. I could tell by his node number. His node number started with a 6-5, and all the node numbers for our system start with 5-5 or 5-6, and it's a good 2-3 years the difference in node numbers there, because they all go up sequentially. So some really old node numbers are like 20 or 22 or whatever.
9KF8.
I can tell you're a new hand because you got KF8, yeah. Yeah, because that's also a what you call it, systematic cosine. It's sequential. They go up sequentially. so it's kind of easy to tell. It feels like not even long ago we were still on KE8. And, yeah, we're just getting a lot more hams in this area now.
Cool kids like you guys and get my own vanity call sign.
My old original call sign was KE8PXB, and that was a mouthful, and it sucked trying to send that over CW on it. It was terrible. I just went for my initials, and then I tried W, K, and whatever else, and I got N, so that worked.
Yeah, a buddy of mine has had his ticket for a while now, but hasn't been super active, and his is a KE8. And then after that, it's H-U-H, and he hates it because it's a mouthful, and, you know, nobody gets it the first time. So he's looking at changing it, too.
You know what? I would just call him, huh?
Well, I don't know how old you are, but I'm old enough to remember there was a show called Eight is Enough that was on TV, and that's how I remember mine, K-E-8-E-N-F.
Oh, there you go. That's funny. But, yeah, mine's just my initials, so I figured it was easy enough to remember, and couldn't really think of anything else. I wanted to get my grandpa had a ham call sign back in the 70s or 80s, and his was WD8RYU, and then I tried to send that over CW, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that either.
Hey, I started playing with my D-Star setup a little bit to try to get into the 70-centimeter D-Star tower up there at Stutzmanville. I think I got into it once, but I've not been able to get it to work since. So, I don't know, I've been watching some videos, and I think I've got it figured out on how to enter my call sign and my radio and, you know, just do CQ, CQ. And it seems like it works sometimes and not others, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong there.
Now, one thing to keep in mind is that is a multi-mode machine. So what could be happening is, it's active in another mode. So when you're trying to key it up, when it's active in another mode or it's just waiting, like it's not quite idle yet, it's going to ignore your D-Star traffic until it's done with what it's doing. So a good rule of thought is, just sit there and see if it's active. If it's not active, then you're good to go. But if you see a carrier, but you don't hear anything, it's probably either IDing or it's active in another mode at the time. So you're going to have to give it, like, the timeout for that is about 20 seconds. So after the last carrier you see, just wait 20 seconds, and then you can go and do it again. But that's also assuming that you've got your call sign in there and you've got the CQ, CQ, CQ thing in there correctly as well. Because if you don't have them there, it's not going to do squat.
Fine, the next time I give it a try. The most recent time when it doesn't work, I get like almost an echo back to myself. So maybe that's what you described there.
Now, here's a question. Does it chase after you on feet?
Again, I did not read you.
I got a little bit of noise on that, on my receive here. It was kind of hard to try that.
Read your last transmission. Say again.
I was asking if you hear a beep when you unkey on D-Star.
I'm trying to remember. I think yesterday when I went into it, I did, but I tried again this morning, and again, I just kind of got the echo back of my own voice at the tail end, so it must be that I didn't successfully connect this morning. Yesterday, I think I did, but I made a call out and didn't get a response, so I don't know if no one was listening or if I wasn't in.
Well, here what? I'll tell you what. Give me a couple seconds. I will pull up the dashboard real quick, and then I can have you key up over there, and I'll tell you if you're making it.
All right, I'll go down in my shack where I won't be able to talk to you on a handheld, but I'll be able to get on my base station and give it a try.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be here. NACMH mobile.
KF8ENF, standing by.
Yes, I see you in there. NACMH.
Yeah, I did get a beep back there, and sounds like it's working now.
Yeah. Another thing to keep in mind is when you tee up over on this one, after the time expires on the UHF, it'll actually come up in DMR because it's patched. Yep, it just went over. So now you'll see it's transmitting on DMR now because it's connected to our DMR patch. So you can get it over DMR digital into the analog system.
Yeah, okay. I can see some activity over on that side there. So maybe I'll wait for it to calm down and I'll actually try a transmission. So when I do that, so it's going to patch back over here to the analog system, so I would hear it on the 1-9?
No. You would have to have a DMR radio. We don't have a D-Star patch, at least right now we don't. So that patch only works with a DMR radio.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I got it now. All right, well, I'll wait for things to calm down here, and I'll maybe try it on the D-Star side over here and see if it'll go through.
Yeah, it's on a reflector that doesn't really get used a lot, so I'll bump it over to, like, 24 Charlie, and you might be able to stir up some activity over there. So give me 1 second, I'll bump it over.
Awesome, thank you.
And it might be a second. I don't have very good signal here.
Hey, DMH and APX.
Go for it.
Yeah, I was listening along there for a minute. I couldn't talk, but I can now. Should bump him over to 30 Charlie and let him get a real taste of what it's like.
Okay.
Okay, FAENF. Yeah, I did see a message come across on that D-Star side that another reflector had been connected. So I did make a call out. I think I got a beat back, so I think I'm in.
Yeah, I saw that. You had a barrier rate of 0.1%, which is, can't ask for much better than that. Hey, Adam, did you say 30 Charlie?
Yeah, 30 Charlie. I haven't been on D-Star in 3 or 4 years, but that used to be the hot spot.
All right. Let me drop 2416 off of the 375 real quick, so it'll actually let me do it.
Copy.
The drop down to get to 30 Charlie is insanely annoying.
There's a search bar.
Not on mobile phone, it's not there.
Hey, I appreciate you guys dropping everything else you were doing to try to walk me through this. Not expected. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. There you are. There's somebody talking there. BE3SIZ.
I must have missed him. My radio mutes the other side when there's activity going on my primary side, so I'll listen in on it. But thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate you both. Drake, you are one heck of a multitasker. Thank you. KF8ENF monitoring.
Yeah, no problem. It looks like he's still yapping over there. He's been transmitting for 45. He just stopped. 44 seconds there, so have at it. Have fun. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Yeah, they go wild on 30 Charlie, so I don't tend to leave it up very long, but
yeah, I'll probably just leave it up I'll probably take it down by the time I get to Inland Lakes if there's no local activity, so I'll let it do its thing for a little bit.
Yeah, burn the cobwebs out of it.
There's a lot of them in there. Any UH Mobile.
Hey, DYS.
NATZT.
Kingsway here.
KHDYS Mobile.
Okay, there, that thing should be working now. Can you hear me up there?
Oh yeah, you're loud and clear.
Oh really? Okay, try and come back to me one more time.
KCAQVXKDYS, one more time.
Well, for some reason, it's not keying up the UHF repeater. But I know the link's on. It's got something to do with PL tone, I know it does.
I got an open carrier from node 586174. Open carrier on node 586174.
Yeah, that's Mark. He's messing around with stuff again. Sorry about that.
No worries. Any DMH? Clear.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm not paying attention to that right now. UIS Mobile will be out of the vehicle.
This is WTUT, wasn't it?
testing.
K-D-I-S-K, D-I-S-K, B-I-X.
K-F-A-D-N-F, mobile. DLH Mobile. M8DMH Mobile. KFADNF calling M8DMH. Drake, you there?
NAPZT, and clear.
Why is it four in
two-lane road. in the Akiak area. Yeah, enjoying spending some time up north. We've been up here about 2.5 weeks. Now, not sure when we're heading back. And we've got a rough time frame. We need to be back home for some stuff next week. But, you know, there's not a rush on it. I work remotely, so I got better internet here in Nowheresville, USA than I do at home. And, you know, home is Milan. Yeah, Grosse Pointe Park, spent quite a little bit of time over there myself and for work. I work for Motorola, and before I got into project management, I was a field tech and spent a lot of time over at, the parks and, Grosse Pointe Parks, Grosse Pointe Farms, Woods, when they, upgraded the radio system there a few years ago.
VASWR. Public safety radio system. I've been monitoring it for 50 years, and I've gone through all the changes. I remember the original input, output, and the original PL on the original old system, and I still monitor them to this day on the P25 system.
And I heard KB8SWR pop in there. But yeah, when they joined the state system, put in the new equipment and consoles and all that stuff, and went from being a standalone system to a part of MPSCS. That was that was my project. Spent a lot of time over there, getting the new equipment configured and set up, and all the consoles for the various departments staged and implemented and all that stuff. That's a good project. I kind of enjoyed that. Go ahead, Jeff. KBSWR, pick it up from WTP.
Hey, Dan, when you get a chance, give me a call and check Slacker. I tried to call you earlier and left you a message. I just tried to call you. I must not have your phone on. Get a chance, give me a call. Turn over to their station there. KBSWR, I'll be out.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, I don't have my phone with me. And, earlier we were out gallivanting. Actually, while we were running around Sheboygan, we went up there for lunch. I bumped into Shannon at the Salvation Army thrift store. Go ahead, Mike, and I'll give you a call later, Jeff. W2PUT.
W2PUT for a minute, HLN. Oh, very good. Well, sounds pretty exciting, involving in that Grosse Pointe Public Safety project. I'm always fearful of when they go encrypted, because I know it's coming someday, and I've been listening to Grosse Pointe Public Safety, and I'm a scanner enthusiast. I've been listening to them for over 50 years, and it sure would be a sad day to lose them. We've already lost the MSP, Detroit traffic system. So I'm hoping it holds on a little bit more. But very good, very good. Sounds like a great project, and I know where you are now, Rogers City, Sheboygan area. The Akiak designation kind of threw me for a loop. But I did take that trip up 23 all the way to Alpena once, and took it over to Pawtucket, where we usually go for a autumn color tour, and looking forward to that. We just came back ourselves from 2 weeks in Oscoda, so we had a great time and great weather, so there you go. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Yeah, I know MSP, all their stuff went over to encryption. But yeah, there's the slow migration for a lot of law enforcement stuff over to over to encryption. There are some people with, they want to see everything encrypted, fire, EMS. And really, that's an obstacle to with the interoperability. People start into the mentality of, well, they have to have their own keys, and they don't want to share their key. They want to be able to talk to and hear everybody, but they don't want to share their keys. So, yeah, those are mutually exclusive. But, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, oh gosh, fall up in this area is gorgeous. We love it up here. We had a friend buy a house on one of the lanes off of US 23 here, just down the road from us. I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago. We had a standing invitation to go up there with them, and there's a couple of times we rented the place for a week, you know, for family and that. Fell in love with the area, so you know, ultimately we. So we wound up buying the vacant lot on the lane across from them. Then the Rona hit, and people either weren't working or the prices on everything went from barely affordable to, completely out of reach. So last year we wound up, the missus found this place online, and we wound up buying a complete place 3 miles down the road. So we still have the lot. Gives us deed of access to the beach there, you know. But yeah, we enjoy spending time up here. It's a great place. And Oscoda, that's a nice town over there too. John, NPK, he has a summer place over in Oscoda. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. WHPC.
Hey, okay, Dan, very good. So, where is your home QTH? I think I missed that.
Yeah, the home QTH is Milan, south of Ann Arbor.
Got you. The W-2 or call sign kind of threw me off, but I know that goes through a lot of different transgressions there. Anyways, very good. Well, I will let you go. I appreciate the contact, and envy your time up north there. Like I said, I just returned a couple weeks ago from 2 weeks up there myself, and it was just perfect weather. It was a great time, and the air smells fresh and different, and everything, life is good. So it was great making your acquaintance. I'm going to back this one down, and we will look for you maybe some other time. I think it was N2PUT. I did get the suffix. Dan, 73. We'll be clear after your final. HLN, Grosse Pointe Park.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, the 2 does throw some people off. Yeah, they call it Whiskey Number 2, Papa Uniform Tango. I'm not a Michigan native. We moved here. Well, we've been in Michigan 25 years, but I'm originally born and raised in the Western New York, Buffalo area. So my original call is a 2, and I wound up taking my grandfather's call as a vanity call. So, which was a tough thing to do, because when I finally took this call, which I've had almost 20 years now, I had had my original call about 20 years. It's like changing your name, you know? All right, take care. We'll probably catch up with you again sometime. HLN, this is W2PUT.
73, Dan. W2PUT. And HLN, clear.
Monitoring station, this is Whiskey 8, Echo, Mike, Victor.
Whiskey A, Echo Mike Victor, KFA, DCO, how's it going this evening?
Very good. I caught KF8 and then a trailing O. Can you repeat phonetically, please?
Echo, Echo.
Still breaking up a bit. I'm going to go to a better spot. Doing well, enjoying some time away from home, and just generally have had a couple of really good days here.
Yeah, it was Kilo, Foxtrot, Ace, Echo, Golf, Oscar. I am also from home up north here. I live in the Toledo area, but I'm up in Petoskey, just spending some time up north.
I got Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Echo, Golf, Oscar. Here is Whiskey, 8, Echo, Mike, Victor. Very good to hear from Toledo. I'm from Ann Arbor and visiting the University of Michigan family summer camp on Walloon Lake.
Oh, that's an excellent program. I've heard a lot about it. Did residency at University of Michigan, so I know that area well. Originally from Northville area. Back to you.
Very good. I'm originally from the Marquette area up in the UP and came down for school to do an economics degree and then never quite managed to leave.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Golf Oscar. Sorry, it seemed like it trailed out at the very end of your transmission there.
I'll give it another try. Battery is not great on this little HT, so I may have missed something. So very good to hear from you there. Originally from Marquette, if you caught that, and went to school at Michigan to get an economics degree.
Oh, that's awesome. Economics is really cool. We're in Northville area, and we just went down to Toledo for job opportunities, but we're actually up here in Petoskey currently. My son's doing a hockey camp run by the Fedorov family. Back to you.
Good. That sounds like a bunch of fun to do hockey with the Fedorovs. That sounds like a great time. Well, I'm going to keep this kind of short so I can get back to the family cabin here at camp, but good to hear from you. Name here is Ed. That's Echo Delta. And again, the call sign, if you have it, is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
All right, Ed. It was good to talk with you. So have a good trip up here, and I will talk to you later. This is KF8EGO with Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor and 73. Your final.
73 to you as well. Take care.